and have a hard time. Father, let children have a hard time by the day.
How does a mother protect her children when they are all slaves? Blind Willie Johnson's song is about the choice of freedom or the illusion of safety in slave times. Ernestine is the mother of Rosalie, a slave, and a mother in the historical drama Underground on the WGN America channel. The series is about the years before the Civil War, when slaves were taking matters into their own hands and fleeing to freedom and staging uprisings as instability swirled toward a climax.
I was actually thinking about Rosalie. I was so angry at her when she ran. Disappointed. She could put herself in that kind of danger after I had worked so hard to keep her safe. But safety isn't real, is it?
Underground, which was just picked up for a second season, is a window on the daily lives of people enslaved and just beginning to imagine a life out of bondage. Actress Amira Vann plays the role of Ernestine. She says her character's life and death struggles live somewhere in her own family history, which she says she had to approach with caution.
You know, I understood that first resistance to us being portrayed as enslaved people. And that was my instinct as well when I first saw the audition. And I was just like, I don't know that I want to do this. And I tabled it. Once I read the scripts and I realized that it was completely different, it wasn't about what we've seen, which I didn't even realize that we were so conditioned to seeing about the occupation and how downtrodden it had been and not telling the complete story. And so when you talk about the revolution, you realize that it no longer becomes about the occupation solely, but it's a testimony.
I see this as kind of Roots meets Empire in that it's got characters you can really relate to. But it's sort of pulling no punches on the history.
I totally see that also. And, you know, and I think it's because it's just more truth-telling. And I think that's what the country actually – we're a lot of people, I won't say all, but a lot of people are longing for, I think, right now. And so the idea that maybe TV, at least, is starting to actually reflect what we see when we walk down the street and the conversations we're having, like, at dinner, I think that's what's really exciting for me.
Do you think the genre of – a television series lends itself more to that kind of depth?
Yeah, and you have time to sit with it, and you have time to kind of – there's so many narratives. I knew very little about this time period. You know, if you didn't major in African-American history or if you didn't for yourself find that own desire and interest to kind of research it, there's a lot of America, African-Americans included, who really don't know about the many narratives. There were hundreds and hundreds of revolts, you know. So when you kind of look at that –
right here in New York.
Right. And so how exciting is that when you kind of start to excavate and realize all of that? And when you have a series, you have the luxury of following different people's stories. We get to tackle so many issues. What is it to be the mistress of a house and you know that the woman who your husband is sleeping with and has a certain kind of loyalty, I use that very loosely, too, is right under your roof? You know, what is it to be a house slave, you know, and the complexion? We have so many things with race in America, just amongst African Americans, with colorism, you know, and just being able what that comes from, that it comes from this time period, that this it's rooted in this. And so these conversations have to happen. And we've never realized that it's like, oh, no, you're in the house. Because typically you think, oh, she has it better. You're in the house. But it's like, if you're too pretty, you get raped, you know, or you're going to get sold off to a breeding farm. And no one deals with that.
But, you know, these stories have a life. They don't just go away. The Thomas Jefferson, Sally Hemings story doesn't just live as a footnote. It continues. And I wonder if there's a now that goes with the then.
People ask about my relationship with Tom Makin, the master of the house. And I love how complex and confusing and difficult it is. It's such a – and I see parallels to relationships current day.
Oh, yeah, celebrity relationships. I mean, you just go right to the tabloids.
But you know what, John, I got to say, maybe not right to the tabloids. Like, I think about, you know, my own personal life. You know, just the idea – you know, he has been her only source of a soft, gentle touch, any source of satisfaction. She's a passionate woman. But at the same token, he owns her, so it's rape. At the same token, he's watched her daughter get whipped, and then he lynches her son, but also is the same person who's bringing some sort of joy. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Shakespeare couldn't even.
Well, he did. You know, he did. He certainly did. But, you know, and so it's just when you think about that, I just think about, you know, it makes me want to, like, it's like, okay, what panel are we going to do with young women next?
Mm.
You know, because I get so inspired to say, you know, we have to think about that, because how often are we in relationships, any form of relationship, where because we're getting a certain amount of joy or satisfaction, we kind of accept the hell that comes along with it, and how much courage it actually takes to say, no, this was actually a poor choice. And so that's why some of those scenes were the hardest, because Reed Diamond, you know, who plays Master Thomas, he's a great actor. And, you know, when you feel that, I felt it. I felt the love from him, and I felt that joy. And then I felt the horror of being like, you just did this to people. Like, I can't make peace with this. I can't settle into this. We'll never be able to settle into this. You know, we're not given that right.
What does it mean that this was picked up for a second season?
I think it means that the world is ready, and that there are hopefully more people who are interested and excited about the truth. They want to have that conversation so we can move forward. And hopefully we continue that the same way we've been going.
The character of Ernestine, does she have the courage to run?
Yes.
Does she want to?
I cannot ever see her leaving her children. I mean, she just – that's why it was never a concept in her mind before, you know? But does she have the courage? I think she has the more courage than I've had in my years of life, you know? And so I would not say no to anything when it comes to courage with her. It's just whether or not it's in the best interest of her children. That's the real question. I mean, I think it would be exciting to see her, you know, stay and have to deal with James. And it would be exciting to see her pick up James and just kind of hit the pavement running, you know, because maybe her daughter taught her something. I think that's the beauty of it. I feel like, you know, most often we want our children or our young people to kind of be better than us, you know, be smarter than us and be stronger. So they said, did you, you know, how was it letting go of Miss Ernestine? And I just immediately, I was like, I don't let go of her, and I'm better for it. And I really feel that way. I don't know, season two, they might put me through hell. I might have to put her on pause a little bit more.
Amira Vann, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Amira Vann is the actress who plays the role of Ernestine in the series Underground. The season finale airs tonight on WGN America.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.